much about.
You got to put it in the perspective.
Okay, band meeting. Brett.
Yes.
Jermaine.
Also yes.
Murray, present. Of course. Right. Oh, yes, item one.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
Man, you guys were hilarious.
Hey.
Thank you.
How come you don't have your own podcast?
But we did years ago, but we couldn't get an audience.
Yeah, we may as well have been on NBC.
Hi-ho.
Well, you know, things have changed. I mean, if you get on a podcast network, podcasts can lead to a book deal, which can lead to a basic cable holding deal, which can lead to Hulu, which leads to Amazon, which leads to a Golden Globe speech where you're thanking the trans community.
I like all of those things.
Except Amazon. They gave Woody Allen a show and they wouldn't take my humidifier back.
And now.
Okay, so, I'm about to really lose it. So I'm going to go to my office and masturbate, and when I come back, I'd love to hear some ideas.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, is that how you want to start? Let me rephrase that. That's not how you want to start.
Yeah, it's how you want to finish. Who's with me? Hey-o. Yeah. Sorry.
You all right?
No.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, the 26th of March.
Yeah, it is.
Allie is dying of black mold.
Yeah.
It's a black mold death.
I don't know what it is.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be fine with my ceiling, which is the best news.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, everything's going to be fine. Going to take a little bit to tear down and then reconstruct and then plaster and then finally paint.
Allie had what she thought was a shadow on her roof for maybe more than a year.
Maybe, yeah.
She just assumed it was a shadow. And
yeah.
then it turns out when it was raining really bad last week, it became moist.
Yeah. If you could never say that word, instead say glisten.
Glisten.
Thank you.
Okay.
I glanced up and it was glistening.
Right.
Yeah.
Because?
It
was
leaking.
Moist. That's
yeah.
why.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's been water leakage the whole time.
Maybe. I mean, there's no way to tell.
I mean, there is.
Right. And they did.
They just cut away the drywall, right? And then they
right.
go in and check it out. And then they go, yeah, this is mold.
Right.
That you've been living with for a year.
No.
I mean, that's.
Okay.
Didn't you say on Friday it could have been longer than a year?
Listen, how often are you staring up at a ceiling in your dining room? How often are you in your dining room?
I mean,
let's talk about that.
Not that often, but how many times do you think you noticed there was a shadow there?
More than 200.
More than.
Listen, everything's fine, you guys. Calm down. God.
So somebody came out Friday and cut into your roof.
Yep.
And that's fun.
Yep. Not at all annoying when you're feeling a little sick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just want to catch up on all the sleep you've been missing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine.
When did they show up?
11:40.
Oh, that's not
yeah.
terrible.
No.
Okay.
No.
So they get there at 11:40. They they drill.
Mm-hmm.
They open up your ceiling.
Right.
Shut up, Joe.
We're still talking about the roof?
We are.
Okay.
They say it is moisture.
Yeah,
is
Kevin.
It was
yeah,
or wasn't
there's
it?
Moisture.
Okay. Okay, and that they need to cut more or take more out,
yeah,
rebuild.
Yeah,
and when are they going to do that?
We need to rebuild. Is
yes,
what they said.
That's what they said.
Yeah, it's all going to take place this week. Everything's fine.
Oh, it's going to be done this week.
Yeah, everything's fine. It's going to be nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is wind, and we're
right.
fine.
So it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're feeling great.
Oh my gosh, it's like such a rapid turnaround. Of feeling good after that.
When did I text you? Was it Saturday night before you took NyQuil?
Yes.
Friday night?
Yeah. He texted Saturday.
Saturday night, just to see if she was still alive. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm about to take NyQuil. And I was like, well, that means we may never hear from you. Because NyQuil, I don't know, it's NyQuil squared when she takes it for
yeah.
some reason.
For some reason, I am, you'll know that I will never become addicted to anything because I have no tolerance for pain pills, anything. Essentially, that's it. I need a good 15 hours at least with NyQuil before I'm feeling like I can operate a coffee machine, let alone heavy machinery. just
I'm just the opposite. NyQuil works on me for about 2.5 hours.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm
still
not
foggy, but that's from before.
Oh, I'm not waking up.
That's just a general
right. Just, I live in general
right.
Fog.
Yeah. No, then, I'm not waking up.
For 15 hours.
Oh, easily.
I don't know that I've ever slept for 15 hours.
Yeah. After I had my big surgery for, you know, the big C, they gave me OxyContin.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they had to monitor me.
Well, that's a 24-hour. That's a slow-release thing.
But, wow. They were like, yeah, I don't think you need the rest of these pills.
I'm right. Like, you took one and you were good for a week?
One, and they were like, you're done with these. Let's just give you a baby Tylenol and see how it works for your cancer. Great. Oh, this has been a range of emotions.
I'm just
this
saying.
This conversation.
I'm just saying. It's all going to be good.
Everything is going to be good.
That's the final
I didn't
answer.
Get worse.
You didn't get worse.
So,
well, that's something.
Until this morning when I woke up and I was like, this was a bad idea.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, no. No way, man. Oh, holy freaking God.
Dave the King of Mexico got in a fight last week. Almost got in a fight. Guy threw a punch at him.
Wow.
Threw a punch at Dave.
Understandable, but what is this context?
I don't know yet. I haven't had him tell me yet. He's going to tell us on the air.
Excellent.
And then we're going to talk about the last time you got into a fight. If you're a non-fighter, if you're a guy that gets in a fight all the time, no one cares.
Yeah.
But if you're a non-fighter,
yeah,
and maybe you got in one fight as a kid or you were able to. I've never been in a serious knockdown, drag-out fight.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I'd fight with my brothers and stuff, but never really serious.
Never in a bathroom in a bar?
No.
Oh, weird.
We have to wait for that later?
Me neither.
Matt Money Smith joins us talking about March Madness. And four teams are left. And one of them is Sister Jean. And I love her so much.
Oh, man. Here's my fear.
98-year-old Sister Jean from Loyola, Chicago.
They need to win it all, right?
They need to win it all, yeah.
And a guy brought up a great point, not only because it's such a wonderful story, but I cannot accept Sister Jean getting Michael Jordan. That cry face. I can't take Sister Jean dealing with
and then
that.
And it should be a meme for the next year
no
and a half.
No one wants it. Please, for the love of God.
Just the other three teams, let them win.
Oh, please.
Harvey Levin from TMZ, like we do on Mondays. We have some highlights of the Stormy Daniels 60 Minutes interview. I don't know if you saw that last night.
No.
That was some good watching right there.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. Mm. He told her that she reminded him of his daughter.
He says that to ladies. He has
yes,
sex
he does.
With. That's
and that is not okay.
No.
Great news on the show today, and we've got your tickets for the sold out April Foolishness, which is this Saturday, and we're having the tickets in the right up front section called the goodie bag section.
And want another run? Yeah,
I mean, it's close enough.
Okay.
For government work. The goodie bag section for April Foolishness, it includes a VIP party beforehand where you can hang with us if you'd like.
Oh.
Get a T-shirt.
They don't have to, though.
No, they don't
okay, because I don't want to dissuade people from
no,
winning.
No, of course not.
Okay.
And a $100 Uber gift card.
Oh.
So all of that for April Foolishness, which is this Saturday. We're going to give you those tickets coming up at about 6:30 with kid jokes. So we're giving you a heads up.
Oh, Kevin, you missed it last time.
I did miss kid jokes last time, and I'm being told it was the best thing ever.
Yes.
So we're going to do it again today. Kid jokes at 6:30. We want, what were the guidelines as far as
you? I think between, 4 years old and maybe 10 years old, and they had to just tell their joke, and they were wonderful. We talked to the parent at first, then they handed the phone to the kid.
Did the parent go, and then a clown walked into the bar?
One had to help the kid out, but adorable.
All right.
Right.
So that's coming up at 6:30 this morning. We will take a quick break. We'll come back with what's happening now. I also forgot to announce, by the way, at the Kevin and Bean Show 555 that we are announcing the top 10 opening act contestants for Foolishness.
Excellent.
So we're going to announce that, and then we're going to open up the voting for that as well. Right now it is 5:56 and time for our first look at what's happening with Allie.
Well, remember on Friday I was talking about how there was no winner in Mega Millions, so
yes.
The drawing that night was going to be huge, and I was getting a ticket on my way home, so don't worry about it. I'm winning it.
Did you?
I didn't buy a ticket.
I did.
Yeah.
And I didn't win it.
No, you didn't.
But I won $2.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
I only spent 10, but I won $2.
So that's almost even.
Right.
Nope. Here's the thing. There's no winner again in Friday Night Strong from the Mega Millions. That means that Tuesday Night Strong is valued at $458 million. That's $274 million cash value. I'm winning that one.
You're winning that
one? Yes.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to get a ticket for that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you worry your pretty little head. I saw this yesterday and I thought, ugh, people are good. When Twitter puts out something and someone is in need, people do respond.
That's true.
And this is from a woman named Shannon Bream. She, I guess, works at Fox News. Not in her bio, though, which I think was a good move on this situation. But she said, "Need your help, Twitterverse, trying to help a young boy who's dying. He probably has just days, and all he wants is a greeting from one of the Avengers. If you have a celeb connection, please let me know. Otherwise, could you help out with a retweet? Thank you in advance." And the first person I saw respond, because they had the most likes, was Ryan Reynolds, who wrote, "I'm more of a reserve Avenger, but happy to help. DM me." So people are losing it. So I'm like, oh, people are good. And then I scroll down to somebody that had responded hours prior, one Chris Evans, that said, "Happy to. DM me." And I thought, these people are just lovely. And then a woman from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Chloe Bennett, she wound up writing, "What's his name?" And the woman responded that his name is Emilio. And this girl wrote underneath, "She's a true Avenger." Then another guy, "Well, technically S.H.I.E.L.D. and human, but still cool." And then the girl wrote, "No, she's an Avenger." And he goes, "We talking show canon or comics canon?" I'm like, okay, I'm out. Now I just need to stop reading it because stay on target. It made me laugh so hard. Like, can they just do something nice. Good? Oh,
That's funny. It did
tickle me quite a bit. So hopefully that little boy gets more greetings than he could ever have imagined. Disturbing news over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
And it's funny that not one, not two, but three friends texted me this. And I thought, wow, my friends are losers just like me. Danny Amendola, former New England Patriot, now Miami Dolphin, has stopped following his girlfriend, Olivia Culpo, on Instagram. What does it mean, Kevin? What does it mean? What if I told you he has deleted every picture of Olivia Culpo on Instagram? This is a former Miss Universe. This is not someone you delete pictures of all willy-nilly.
Well, I mean, it just sounds to me like they broke up.
Does it? Yeah, I think they might have. That's the end of my looking into it right there.
That was it?
But yeah, it was actually on sports sites as well. New England Sports Network. Why did he stop following Olivia Culpo? I'm like, there's not a lot going on
right in
the world.
She probably dumped him because he became a dolphin. That's my guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I also say, like, every video and post he's done with the Dolphins, it looks like it's a hostage situation. He does not
for
look
sure.
like he wants to be
yeah.
there.
No, every interview, it's just kind of half his body because there is a gun at his back. Not even a question. But I would think she would be kind of happy he was playing in Miami. Because the weather's warmer. He has January's off. Bazinga! Worth it!
Taking passes from Ryan Tannehill? What don't you want in that?
Just saying. I mean, that was a pretty good out, but whatever. No big deal. Some birthdays for you. Martin Short. UFC fighter Paige VanZant. She's a little one, right? Packs
I'm
a
not
wallop.
Positive.
Yeah. Actress Leslie Mann. Thank you to her husband that was going to be on later today, but canceled his whole tour. Probably she's like, dude, it's my birthday. Do you think that's it?
Oh, very
he
well.
He totally
could be.
Forgot it was her birthday. He's like, no, I've got a huge radio tour coming up. Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler, singer Diana Ross, and actress Keira Knightley. And that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 622. Leonard from the 562 texted us at 1-800-520-1067. So, you have us wake our kids up at this early hour to win April Foolishness tickets, and while we coach them on calling in, you decide to play a skit about strange sexual fetishes.
Oh, Leonard, you're not wrong. You are not wrong.
It did happen. But next, we are going to take kid jokes. If you have kids between the age of 4 and 10, and they want to tell a joke, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls, we'll listen to the jokes, and then we will pick somebody and they'll win tickets in the very front section called the goodie bag section. And you get a VIP party beforehand. You can hang out with us or not. You get a T-shirt. You get a $100 Uber gift card. All of that coming up in just about 10 minutes. First, on Monday mornings, we check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Hey, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So I have two interviews today. One of them, I was told, I can't talk about spanking Trump with a magazine. I'm guessing that wasn't your
interview. That was not us. That's correct.
It's pretty safe assumption right there. Let's lead with it.
I mean, didn't it sort of feel a little bit like somebody was talking about your parents having sex? A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, for, look, there's so much. Everybody knew for decades about Donald Trump. I mean, guys, you've got to remember that, you know, a long time ago when he was married to Ivana, there was an enormous blow-up that made headline news when he was cheating on her and with Marla Maples and brought Marla to the ski slopes of Aspen where Ivana was and they had a blowout together. You remember that?
Yeah, that's just not very smart.
To bring your mistress to where your wife is.
So the so all of the kind of the sex stuff is not shocking. What's shocking to me, and the reason this interview to me was so significant, was her allegation about a threat that in 2011, after she talked to the people at In Touch and it looked like they might be doing a story, she says somebody came up to her in a Vegas parking lot with when her child was there and said, "You've got a beautiful child. I'm sure she wants her mother around, so you better leave Donald Trump alone." That is a big deal.
Yeah.
And that is something that I know that her side is pursuing, but that is the headline to me.
But, Harvey, let me ask you this question. Isn't that, even if it 100% happened, isn't that impossible to prove?
I don't know. You know, she says she would recognize that person.
Maybe there was security footage of the parking lot or something?
Oh, it's long gone. I mean, remember, this happened in 2011.
Right.
So that's long gone. But the, you know, she insists she would know who it is. There is going to be serious litigation over all of this on both sides. Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, has said that he is determined to sue her and win $20 million for violating the confidentiality. On the other side, just as strong, Stormy Daniels is saying, number one, the agreement was invalid, and number two, if you dare try to call me a liar, I'm going to present evidence. And, again, there are now a federal election issues over this thing.
Yeah, on 60
so
Minutes last
it's
night.
It's not just about sex.
Yeah,
on 60 Minutes last night, they did kind of tie a direct link between Donald Trump's lawyer and election laws.
Yeah, if he paid with basically money from the campaign, that's violating campaign finance law.
Well,
that's
and the irony to all of this is that Michael Cohen says that Donald Trump never repaid him, yet if Donald Trump repaid him the money, there would be no election law violation because a candidate is allowed to pay anything he wants as much as he wants. So the individual can pay way beyond what the limits are for everybody else.
So that was a mistake, Michael Cohen's.
Yeah, no kidding.
Whoopsie.
How long do you think this is going to last? Because you get the idea that anytime there's a issue with the president, a serious issue where it's going to be caught up in the courts, it feels like infinity. It's just going to go on until he's out of office.
Well, I think this is going to go on for a while now. I mean, there is a federal lawsuit filed. There's an arbitration that they're talking about. We're about to put up a story that, you know, Donald Trump could end up having to take a deposition in this case.
Oh.
And, you know, and that's going to raise a whole other issue. Because remember, lying is what got Bill Clinton impeached. Mm-hmm. So if Donald Trump, I think the one thing that none of Donald Trump's people want is him under oath.
I think that's probably the safest bet on their
part.
I don't
know. I feel like he's real good off the cuff.
I've been in depositions, and they are so, so, so combative. I mean,
they
try to
and
rattle
tricky,
you.
And tricky.
And tricky, yes. They try to rattle you. They try to trick you, and it's insanity.
No, it is.
People screaming
and
back and forth.
That is the worst nightmare of anybody around Trump right now, is him going under oath anywhere, because he just has trouble with the truth.
Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
Yeah. I don't think he fears it as much as all of his people fear it, but
he doesn't.
Hey, Harvey,
he doesn't.
You've met the man. You've hung out with him. Why does he tell a lot of women he's about to have sex with that they remind him of his kid?
Well, I can't answer that question.
What's wrong with him?
But I
That's so creepy.
It really is.
It's
creepy.
And again, you know, there are two things going on here. And you know, the sex part, I don't know. I mean, is it really a shock to you?
No.
No, not at all.
It's the other stuff that really kind of matters here. It's the other stuff that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
And that is, you know, I didn't know what, because, you know, I watched the Karen McDougal interview on CNN, and mm-hmm. I didn't get that at all. I mean, it was like I believed her, but then I was thinking, what is she doing? What does she want? I couldn't even figure out her lawsuit. This was much more focused,
yeah.
And, you know, you really understood what she wanted. Now, I don't know that she's going to win this thing, because remember, she's saying that the agreement's invalid because Trump never signed it.
Right.
But she did take the $130,000, and Cohen did sign it. And, you know, I guess the argument is he signed it as Trump's agent. I don't know what the argument is going to be. But, you know, I have no idea how that's going to play out. But this is going to end up in litigation.
Yeah,
I just have no doubt about it.
The fact that her lawyer over the weekend also tweeted out the picture of the disc.
Yeah.
A DVD, and then the hashtag, please deny it. Like, what is on that disc?
Well, yeah. And
it could be a bluff.
He also went on 60 Minutes and said, and by the way, I don't bluff.
Oof.
So, look, and I mean, when you listen to her, it was, see, I thought this was going to be much more of a relationship, some kind of an affair, and it was a one-night stand, essentially.
Yeah, true.
And so I don't know what's on the disc other than, you know, she's going to prove that she had sex with him.
Oh.
But I think everybody kind of believes that already.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody believes that already. So the issue to me isn't even that. The issue, there are other issues now that are kind of looming larger.
And Michael Cohen does have a way of leaving threatening messages. This we know.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, the Daily Beast published mm-hmm. some things about that last night. And, you know, and again, it's like if they find who made this threat to her,
right.
That's
yeah.
going to change the complexion of this whole thing.
Yeah.
The website is TMZ.com. Harvey Levin, TMZ airs on Fox Channel 11 Monday to Friday at 6. TMZ Live airs Monday to Friday at 4 p.m. And don't forget the TMZ tour as well. Harvey, we always appreciate your time every Monday. Thank you for calling.
Okay, guys. We'll see you.
Right, bye now. All right. 1-800-520-1067. If you want tickets in the goodie bag section of Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness this Saturday night, we're looking for kids jokes told by kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Between the ages of 4 and 10. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll do that next. This Saturday is Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Yeah, it is.
It's sold out. We're giving away tickets this week in the goodie bag section, which is right up front. You also get a VIP party beforehand, and you get a t-shirt, and you get a $100 Uber gift card. And we're going to be giving those away all week long on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're doing it right now with kid jokes.
Tickets to April Foolishness. Come and join the fun. Get your kid on the phone and make sure they're not dumb. Come on, kid, get on the line. It's your time to shine. Come on, kid, tell your kid joke. It's about that time. Kid jokes, make sure you don't choke. Be funny, that's what you do. Or mommy will punish you.
Oh, come on.
Or daddy will punish you.
Oh, come on.
Kid jokes.
No one's going to punish you.
I'm a little nervous.
I hope.
We had more calls, and they have dropped off. What's happening with the screeners out there?
I don't
Are they
know.
Just mean? They're like, not funny enough, kid, and hanging up. So if you want to call, 1-800-520-1067, hopefully we can get your kid on.
All right. Let's start in Glendora. We're talking to the mom now. Is it Iona?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Iona. How are you?
Good, and you?
Great. How old is your child that'll be telling a joke?
He's 8 years old.
Is he a jokester? Does he like to tell jokes?
He loves to tell jokes.
Okay.
I am in love with your accent. Where are you from?
I am from Sri Lanka.
Oh, Sri Lanka. Excellent.
How about that?
All right. Well, do you want to put Brandon on the line?
Yes, of course. He's right here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Brandon. How are you?
Good.
Good. You have a joke for us?
Yep.
All right, let's hear it.
Why can't your nose be 12 inches long?
Why can't your nose be 12 inches long? I don't know. Why?
Because it'd be a foot.
Kid jokes! Kid jokes!
Brandon!
Nicely done.
Heat.
Nicely done.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold, Brandon, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Brandon is on hold.
I mean,
you gotta bring the heat like Brandon, right?
Right? All right. Next up, we're going to talk to Melissa in Covina. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who do you have with you?
I have Nathaniel here with me.
How old is Nathaniel?
Nathaniel's 9 years old.
All right. How's his joke telling?
He's pretty good. He's a little shy, but he's pretty good.
Awesome.
This one's pretty good.
All right. Let's hand the phone to Nathaniel.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
How are you, Nathaniel?
Good.
All right. Let's hear your joke, bud.
What does a nosy pepper do?
What does a nosy pepper do? I don't know. What?
Get jalapeno business.
That was fantastic, Nathaniel. Thank you. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
The delivery was the best.
I can't. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Who's
all right.
Next?
Let's squeeze in Robert in West Hills. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you. How old is your son?
He is 4 years old.
Four years old. All right.
All right. What's his name?
Braxton.
All right. Let's talk to Braxton.
All right, Braxton. Come here.
Hi.
Hey, Braxton.
Tell him the joke, Braxton.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Please don't cry.
Braxton, are you a child or are you really
honestly,
Robert?
Honestly, I feel like that's Robert doing a voice. Right?
Robert.
Robert?
Yes.
Is it you?
Yeah,
it was me.
We're gonna hang up on you. Kid jokes,
kid jokes. I mean, I respect the effort.
Right, it was worth a try.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
That voice though didn't work. All right, let's go to Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi there. Do you actually have a son or daughter by you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. Who is it?
His name's Caden. He's right here.
Caden. Okay. Okay. How old?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Caden. How old are you?
I'm 7.
7. Okay, let's hear your joke.
Why did the baseball player spend the night at the home, on the field?
Why did the baseball player spend the night on the field? Why, Caden?
Because he felt right at home.
Aw, that's good.
Kid jokes. Kid jokes.
Well done. All right.
Excellent.
Hold on. Everybody's joke is good except for the faker, right?
Yeah, except for the fake dad.
Let's go to Amy in Pasadena. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Welcome
good
to the Captain Beach Show. Good morning. Son or daughter?
Daughter.
How old?
9.
9 years old.
Excellent. Right. What's her name?
Gabriella.
Okay, let's talk to Gabriella.
Hi.
Hi, Gabriella. You got a joke for us?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? Why?
Because it got stuck in the crack.
A butt crack.
Kid jokes. Kid jokes.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because I'm sure a lot of people didn't understand it.
Okay, should we discuss these jokes?
Well, I mean,
They're all amazing.
They're all amazing. But for my money, there was one that stood out delivery-wise.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
If he's a 9-year-old named Nathaniel,
yep.
I think he brought it with the delivery.
Nathaniel.
Woohoo!
Or Melissa.
Mom Melissa.
Mom Melissa, either one.
We're here.
Congratulations. You got tickets right up front for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Oh, my God. Nathaniel, you got it.
And tell Nathaniel.
Oh, my God. My husband's going to be so happy.
Tell Nathaniel thank you, and don't bring him.
Don't bring him.
Thank you, Nathaniel.
Kid jokes. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:55, just after the top of the hour. Stormy Daniels on 60 Minutes last night talking about the affair with Donald Trump. Right now, though, it's time for What's Happening with Allie.
You seen the previews for this movie, A Quiet Place?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Looks so good.
John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, he directed it as well. It looks so scary and so creepy. If you haven't seen it, it's basically a horror movie thriller. It tells the story of a family of four who must navigate their lives in silence after mysterious creatures that hunt by sound threaten their survival. If you make noise, they... They will hunt you.
Yes.
You have to be quiet, hence A Quiet Place.
Right.
The movie comes out April the 6th in theaters, but how would you like to see an advanced screening? Oh, yeah, 3 days prior on April 3rd at Arclight Hollywood. If you're callers 10 through 14 right now at 1-800-520-1067, you will get a pair of passes to check out that screening.
Looks so good.
Looks terrifying. Looks so, so good, though. It finally happened this weekend.
What happened?
Black Panther was dethroned
by
Pacific Rim Uprising. That movie debuted at $28 million. Finally dethroning Black Panther that's been out, I think, 2 years.
I'm almost convinced.
However, Black Panther did pass Marvel's The Avengers to take over the fifth spot on the all-time highest grossing movies in North America with, $630.9 million.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So here is your box office. Like I said, number one, Pacific Rim Uprising, followed by Black Panther, which made another $16.7 million. Are you kidding? Followed by I Can Only Imagine, Sherlock Gnomes, Tomb Raider, A Wrinkle in Time, Love, Simon, Paul, Apostle of Christ, Game Night, and then a tie of Midnight Sun and Unsane. All right.
A lot of movies I don't know about.
A lot of movies. Not sure if you heard what Steven Spielberg wound up saying over the weekend, but somebody brought up if Netflix films deserved Oscars. And he said, yeah, no. Kind of an emphatic no. He was plugging his upcoming film, Ready Player One, and he said this, quote, I don't believe that films are given token qualifications. In a couple of theaters for less than a week, those shouldn't qualify for Academy Award nominations. Once you commit to a television format, you're a TV movie. If it's a good show, you deserve an Emmy, but not an Oscar.
Wow. He is a dick.
I don't know if we're really saying that. Oh. I do think he looks at movies probably differently than a lot of us do.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. It really does.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I don't know if you want to do that. He's done some really great work. Paris Hilton needs to tone down her dance moves.
I'm sorry?
You heard me.
She's dancing somewhere?
She was dancing so emphatically that her $2 million engagement ring flew off while she was throwing her hands in the air.
You said $2 million.
I did. She was in Miami dancing, throwing her hands in the air. Ring flew off. Word is her fiancé, Chris Zilka, remained astonishingly calm while security began searching the whole place. And the ring was found in an ice bucket. I'm going to question why a man is astonishingly calm when a $2 million ring you bought could be lost.
I have an answer for that.
Not a real ring. What?
Oh, interesting. Possible.
Mm-hmm.
$2 million isn't that much to him?
Really?
Probably had it insured.
Oh, I'm sure they have it insured. Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Didn't really probably care. I don't know.
See, you went so nice. I went cubic zirconia. I don't know.
That would be awesome if it was a gigantic
kind of
fake ring.
Absolutely. I'm going to look into that story, guys. I'll have more and update you later.
No, you won't.
No, not even a little bit. Some birthdays for you. Singer Diana Ross. Singer Steven Tyler. Actresses Keira Knightley, Leslie Mann. Actor Martin Short and UFC fighter Paige VanZant. And that's what's happening.
We are proud to announce that we're sending you someplace no one wants to go. K-Rock Wheels Up 2018 Destination Number 4 is a chance to see Rise Against in Moscow. Listen to K-Rock at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. for your chance to win. Tickets to see Rise Against at Five Point Amphitheater, September 30th. Plus, you qualify to see them in Moscow, Russia on June 12th, round-trip airfare and hotel included.
Yeah.
Sending you to Moscow. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Do, so do you know what that means?
That means no.
Okay.
Does it not?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So why do you keep saying no?
Because Kevin said no one wants to go to Moscow.
And Dave's assuming everyone does.
Oh, got
it. I would
it.
Go, by the way. I would.
Yeah.
I would
why not?
Totally go to Moscow.
Listen, they help you out, apparently. Right?
I don't even know what that means.
Why all is right. he in here? Why?
Because we're doing great news.
Yeah. When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news! We get tired of hearing all the negative stories. And by the way, yes.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
That's true, but also because it's so unbelievably negative.
Yeah. Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Okay. So we do great news. This is an idea that Allie came up with where we actually try to tell you stories of inspiration.
Yeah. Hopefully this week we can get an update on Dave's friend Malachi.
Right, sure.
Hopefully. If you missed that last week, that was quality.
He did say the name Malachi
47 times?
47 times, and yeah. It's, you know, Malachi, of course.
It's all right.
All right.
It's all right. It was a good time. My great news I could really relate to because it involves sending a text to the wrong person.
Oh.
Which I am amazing at. Mm-hmm. However, this has such a wonderful outcome. It's a teenager named Sydney who was looking for some fashion advice from a friend of hers. So she sends a couple different pictures of her, whether it's a prom dress, not sure, but pictures of her in this dress to what she thought was her friend. She then gets a response back from a man that said, "I believe this message was intended for someone else. My wife isn't home, so I couldn't get her opinion. But the kids and I think you look stunning in your dress. You should definitely go with that one." And then he sent a picture of five of his kids all giving a thumbs up. It is the cutest thing you have ever seen. Well, this girl Sydney's friend wound up tweeting the picture saying, "Sydney sent this to the wrong guy. This is ridiculous. Check this out." Got so many retweets. People were like, "Oh my God, this dad and his five kids. How cute is this?" So the dad responded with, "Hello, apparently you've made my children Twitter famous. My second youngest, who isn't pictured, he was at chemo clinic, has a Facebook page for his fight against leukemia, and one of our prayer warriors recognized the children. By the way, my wife agreed that the dress looked great. God bless." So this woman sees this, the woman that originally tweeted the picture of her friend Sydney messing up, and said, "Best wishes and prayers to your sweet family. Thank you for being so kind. God works in amazing ways. Tell the little man to stay strong." And the dad put up a link for if you want to check out his progress. Here's a link to his GoFundMe page and his Facebook page. That GoFundMe page, they were looking for $10,000 for this little boy's chemo and to get some tests done. As of right now, they're at $55,832.
Wow.
Because people saw that, responded, and said, "Oh, God works in mysterious ways. There's a reason for everything. There's a reason she texted this random man who then put up a picture of his kids, who then said, 'Oh, one of my kids isn't in the picture. He was at chemo.'" It's just, it's beautiful that people can come together and that really a wrong text wound up being good.
None of yours have ever worked out that way.
Not a one. Yeah. Not a one. And that is my great news. Great news.
All right. Dave.
All right. To Kokomo, Indiana we go. Right? It's freezing right now. And last week, a deputy, Jacob Pickett, was fatally shot while chasing a suspect.
Okay.
That sucks. But you know how there's these names that have stigmas with them? With, like, Kevin, they're always, like, the bad people.
Or he's a dumb guy.
Daves are always awesome.
I don't... Yeah. Not feeling that.
Well, we're going to add a name to that list. Okay. And that name is Malachi, or Malachi, as I would like to call them.
Okay.
Is that really how you spell it? Same way?
Yes.
As last week?
Yes. So, Malachi Franzek has started with... He always wanted to be a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And has started a lemonade stand. and he gives lemonade free to officers and firefighters and everything in his town.
You can't make money like that.
I know. But when he heard about this fallen officer, he decided to start charging and now has raised $7,000 for this this fallen officer's family.
Wow.
He went to he was invited to the funeral, went to the funeral, stood there and saluted him. So now he's all he does is raise money. Well, it's freezing in Indiana.
Wow.
And is raising money for officers and the fallen officers fund.
Was he?
6 years old.
Oh, Malachi.
6 years old.
6 years old.
Here's my question, Dave. Do you now have a Malachi Google alert set up? Is that what's happening here?
I
only
do.
Stories
and
by that
and
name.
Yeah, all with Malachis. And Malachi is now a cool name, and that is my
great news. Dylan Hill, 19, Chris Betancourt, 21, from Sacramento, have been inseparable since elementary school when in 2009 Chris was diagnosed with leukemia. They spent a lot of time in the hospital. Cancer is life-changing for fifth graders. They talked all about life and everything they were going to do. Months after he was diagnosed, he completed chemotherapy, and he went into remission. September 2017, it came back, and it was aggressive. And doctors predicted that Chris had 1 to 2 years to live.
Oh, man.
Dylan got the fateful phone call from his best friend while sitting in a lecture hall at the University of California, Davis, where he was studying cognitive science and managerial economics. 1 week later, Dylan dropped out of school to make and complete a bucket list with Chris.
Oh, man.
Because they realized he's got a year or two to live. He's not going to be able to get to everything that most of us have time to get to.
Like hookers.
Yeah. I don't think.
I'm not sure hookers was
hookers?
One of them.
No.
I haven't seen the list.
It's on my bucket list.
I haven't seen the whole list, but I doubt it. So he drops out of school, and he said, I couldn't possibly sit in a lecture hall while my friend was potentially dying. So I said to Chris, let's make this bucket list. If we're facing the end, let's not worry about it. Let's just do it. And they started a website, One List, One Life, where they posted their bucket list to document the journey and share it with the world. Well, of course, social media picked up on it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things on the list, one of Chris's biggest wishes, which is number 119 on the list, I'm not sure if it's one of his biggest lists.
Right.
Why I was so far down was to help someone else. So now they turned the site around and they said, we're just two dudes facing tragedy. We don't really deserve this. So we want to turn it around to other people. And they then found Josh, who was 17, who was fighting cancer almost his entire life. And one of his wishes was to meet actor Will Ferrell. And they put this up on their site, and then the 17-year-old, they said, we published Josh's bucket list, and Will Ferrell made a video message for him. The last picture we saw of Josh was him sitting in a hospice bed wearing our One List, One Life shirt.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, paying it forward even at the depths of their sadness. That's amazing.
A lot of people don't think that way.
Right.
You're really, really in a bad way, and they think, you know what? Let's make it good for somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Bitchin'.
That's my great news. Coming up, Matt Money Smith talking March Madness. And the last time he got in a fight, the King of Mexico apparently almost got in a fight last week.
Ooh.
So we're going to talk about that. First, last night, 60 Minutes with Stormy Daniels talking about her affair with the president. And it was a little creepy.
Yeah.
A bit creepy.
Okay.
Yeah. Anderson starts by asking her why she's doing it and is she risking anything?
For sitting here talking to me today, you could be fined $1 million. I mean, aren't you taking a big risk?
I am.
I guess I'm not 100% sure on why you're doing this.
Hey, Anderson, she's doing it. Ask her the questions. What is he trying to talk her out of it for? What's wrong with him?
She's just like, you know what? You're right.
I'm
out of here.
I'm leaving.
He'd be so screwed.
Because it was very important to me to be able to defend myself.
Is part of talking wanting to set the record straight?
100%.
All right. So then she goes in and she starts telling the story of how it happened, how she was asked to dinner, how she went up to his hotel room.
She says he invited her to dinner and she met him at his hotel suite.
How was the conversation?
It started off all about him, just talking about himself. And he's like, have you seen my new magazine?
He was showing you his own picture on the cover of
the
magazine.
Right. And so I was like, does this normally work for you? And he looked very taken back. Like, he didn't really understand what I was saying. Like, does just, you know, talking about yourself normally work? And I was like, someone should take that magazine and spank you with it. And I said, you know, give me that. And I turned around going, you wouldn't. Hand it over. So he did. And I was like, turn around, drop him.
You told Donald Trump to turn around and take off his pants?
Yes.
And did he?
Yes. So he turned around and pulled his pants down a little. You know, he had underwear on and stuff, and I just gave him a couple swats.
Oh,
right?
Jeez.
Ew. Nope.
Kevin, I didn't need to know any
I
of this.
Think you did.
No.
I feel like you did.
Nope.
The best is yet to come.
We
haven't even scratched the surface yet. So he talks to her about Anderson asked about Melania Trump, who had just given birth to one of their kids. Mm-hmm. And he said, don't worry about it. We live in different bedrooms and it's no problem. He said, hey, maybe I can get you on Celebrity Apprentice. So they had that conversation.
Oh, dear.
And then she asked to use his restroom.
What happened next?
I asked him if I could use his restroom, and he said yes. You know, it's through the, you know, through the bedroom. So I excused myself, and I went to the restroom. You know, I was in there for a little bit and came out, and he was sitting, you know, on the edge of the bed when I walked out. Perched.
Now, the word perched
mm-hmm.
is not a pleasant word.
No?
No.
Okay.
Especially when you're talking about a guy who's just about to have sex.
Oh, okay.
That's not the visual, right?
None of this is the visual, Kevin.
Perched.
You know, I was in there for a little bit and came out, and he was sitting, you know, on the edge of the bed when I walked out. Perched.
And when you saw that, what went through your mind?
I realized exactly what I'd gotten myself into. And I was like, oh, here we go. And I just felt like maybe it was sort of, I had it coming for making a bad decision for going to someone's room alone. And I just heard the voice in my head, well, you put yourself in a bad situation and bad things happen. So you deserve this.
And you had sex with him?
Yes.
You were 27. He was 60. Were you physically attracted to him?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Did you want to have sex with him?
No. But I didn't say no. I'm not a victim. I'm not.
It was entirely consensual.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I was glad she said that, that she's not a victim and that she didn't say no.
Right.
And didn't try to stop it from happening.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing, and I think if women are honest with themselves, they can relate to that, that they feel like, I put myself in this, might as well just go through with it. But women need to know, you can leave.
Yeah.
You can just look at the dude and say, you know what? Big mistake.
I think
I'm out.
I think at that point, I don't believe her. I mean, this is a 60-year-old dude, mm-hmm. a rich man.
Yeah.
That is powerful. Mm-hmm. And he asks you up to his room and you go up there. I mean, isn't that the first thing that pops into your mind?
No, that's what she's saying. She knew.
But she said she didn't think about it until she saw him perched. I don't buy that. I think she knew the whole time.
Sure.
Most likely that's how it was going to play out.
Right.
In May 2011, Daniels agreed to tell her story to a sister publication of In Touch magazine for $15,000. Two former employees of the magazine told us the story never ran because after the magazine called Mr. Trump seeking comment, his attorney, Michael Cohen, threatened to sue. Daniel says she was never paid and says a few weeks later, she was threatened by a man who approached her in Las Vegas.
And this is the part that a lot of people are paying a lot of close attention to because a guy threatens her and now it's a different kind of serious crime.
I was in a parking lot. A guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone, forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, a beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
You took it as a direct threat?
Absolutely. I was rattled. I remember going into the workout class and my hands were shaking so much I was afraid I was going to drop her.
All right, so she's rattled and people keep calling and offering her money to tell her story,
And then I get the call. I think I have the best deal for you.
From your lawyer?
Yeah.
The deal was an offer not to tell her story. It came from Mr. Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen. In return for signing this non-disclosure agreement, Cohen would pay her $130,000 through a Delaware-based limited liability corporation he'd established in mid-October of 2016 called Essential Consultants. Daniel says the agreement was appealing because it meant she would receive some money, but also not have to worry about the effect the revelation of the affair would have on her child. She signed the agreement 11 days before the election.
Was it hush money to stay silent?
Yes.
So that's what a lot of people are pointing to. The timing of it couldn't have been anything other than hush money.
And that it came from a campaign contribution.
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's what the whole thing is.
And so then he asked her about this.
So you signed and released a statement that said, I'm not denying this affair because I was paid in hush money. I'm denying it because it never happened. That's a lie.
Yes.
If it was untruthful, why did you sign it?
Because they made it sound like I had no choice.
I mean, no one was putting a gun to your head.
Not physical violence, no.
All right. So then Anderson asked her another great question.
How do we know you're telling the truth?
Because I have no reason to lie.
Don't you feel like, especially when it comes to politics, there's always ulterior motives when it comes to politics? Like maybe somebody on the other side of the aisle, whatever it is, Democrat, Republican, whatever, would get to them and try and get them to discredit the candidate however they can. So he says, why should we believe you? And she says, I have no reason to lie.
I'm opening myself up for possible danger and definitely a whole lot of shit.
There is a potential upside, financial upside. Maybe somebody will want you to write a book. Maybe, you know, you can go on a bigger tour and make more money dancing.
That's a lot of ifs. I could also get shunned. I mean, I could automatically be alienating half of my fan base right at this very moment.
The president watches 60 Minutes. If he's watching tonight, what would you say to him?
He knows I'm telling the truth.
All right. So I just want to leave you with this.
He was sitting, you know, on the edge of the bed when I walked out. Perched.
Oh, Kevin.
Perched.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:37. Time to talk a little Final Four, a little March Madness, as we now know the four teams that are still remaining for this weekend's championship run. And does anyone care about anything except for Sister Jean?
No.
I don't think so, right? We go to Matt Moneysmith on the phone. Hey, Matt.
What's happening?
How are you, man?
I am well. It's a big day for the Jesuits, right? Let's go Catholics.
Right?
I mean, really, has there ever been a clearer, to me, there hasn't been a clearer storyline going into the Final Four than this one. I don't care about Michigan. I don't care about Duke. I don't care about Villanova.
Well, good, because Duke's out.
Oh, sorry, Kansas.
There you go.
But I do care about Loyola Chicago because of Sister Jean.
Yeah.
They've done a great job. Normally, especially when you think about, like, overexposure and how tired you can get of a personal story that makes its way through the tournament. Oh, this kid came from here, and this is what had us, who raised him, and here's his foster family, or this guy's a six major guy, and he can speak nine, whatever. We're tired of that. Sister Jean has not grown old, especially this last interview. Where
and she's 98.
Right? It's like sporty. Hey, here's sporty Sister Jean. She's got a Letterman jacket on and a backwards cap, and she's throwing shade at Charles Barkley. It's fantastic.
If you didn't see the interview about Charles Barkley, Money, summarize that for us, would you?
Well, it was you know, kind of your end of interview throwaway question in case it gets sideways, and you can bail out of it real quick. So after they talked about the team, and for people that don't know, that aren't paying attention, Loyola University Chicago, it's right in the middle of the city. It used to be in a terrible neighborhood. It's kind of gotten a little bit better. Sister Jean has been the chaplain for Loyola since she was in her 40s. I think she was like 42 or 43 when she started. She is now 98. And is still their chaplain. And they have not made it to the Final Four since, I believe, the late 50s or early 60s. Might have been the early 60s, like 62, 63. They were an 11 seed. It's a small school from the Missouri Valley Conference. And they're in the Final Four. And so Sister Jean, who's obviously a nun and their chaplain, has been at every one of their games in a wheelchair cheering them on. And kind of the last storyline that was funny is she fills out a bracket at the school, and she had them getting bounced in the Sweet 16. So that was kind of funny.
Oh, no.
And then this last time, they said, well, now that you're going to the Final Four, you'll have a chance to hang out with Charles in San Antonio. And she said, oh, I'll hang out with him, but there will have to be limitations.
There will be limitations.
Yes. So that was the first zinger. And then Charles, of course, who's great in those moments and improvising, had mentioned that he is probably 80-20, 80 against getting through the pearly gates. So he's going to be on his best behavior and not screw up the other 20%. So it was a cool little back and forth.
Now, this weekend with the Final Four, it almost seems like one of the games Saturday is always the best game of the tournament. To me, that's what it seems like. There's two games Saturday, and then the championship is Monday night. With these matchups, Loyola, Chicago, and Michigan, they're playing each other, and then Villanova and Kansas, are either of those games going to be fantastic? Are they both going to be great?
I think they'll both be great. I really do. I think that the one you know, because Kansas is obviously really good, and Villanova is obviously really. I think Villanova has now won the most games in a 4-year stretch in the history of college basketball.
Wow,
they just
topped,
yeah, Duke from 97 to 01. So that certainly speaks to how good they've been as of late. Kansas is really good. They've got a couple. They got a transfer that came in, I think, from Missouri or from Mississippi State. That's really kind of boosted their squad. So that should be a great matchup. And then, you know, Loyola's really good. I mean, it's a team that's won 32 games this year. So yeah, they're an 11 seed, but they dominated their conference. They've got, you know, kind of what all of these teams that make these runs have, and it's kids that have been in school for 4 years that have played together for 4 years. They got two kids that played together in high school and won the state championship. So there's that continuity factor, and, you know,
is there momentum? Is there such a thing as momentum in this?
There is, I think, yeah. And also, I think they came out ahead by having to play Michigan, which is a good but not great team. They're just really well coached. And that's a team that I've seen a lot because I call the Big Ten tournament every year. This is not the best Michigan team that has made the Final Four. It's actually kind of lacking. Their best player is this German dude, Moritz Wagner, who's just kind of good but not great. So I would not be surprised in the least to see Loyola, you know, knock them off and get to that final, and we'd have that sort of replay, remember, of the Butler, I think it was Butler-Duke was the first time through, when they darn near beat Duke on that half-court shot, which probably would have been the greatest moment in sports history had that thing actually gone down. So, yeah, I think we have a real good shot at getting Loyola in the final, and that would be, obviously, I think they would be seriously overmatched on paper against Villanova or Kansas, but what the heck, man, it'd certainly get us tuning in, right?
What if it's Loyola versus Villanova, then it's a complete battle for God's love?
Ooh,
right?
See, that's where Sister Jean comes in.
Right? Exactly.
Right.
I don't see any nun out there with Villanova. You know what I'm saying?
I don't either.
They're searching their...
Billy Graham's not coming on that floor.
I'm saying. Matt, how great was it seeing Duke knocked out? I mean, how wonderful.
See, I look at it differently, which is I thought that was the most talent in the tournament, mm-hmm. and I really like watching Marvin Bagley play basketball, so it's kind of like, eh, it's Duke, but man, was it fun watching those guys play. And believe it or not, I kind of like Grayson Allen.
Oh,
I like having
get off my phone.
In the tournament. It is fun to have mini Ted Cruz running around out there playing basketball.
Evil personified,
yes,
that kid.
Well, not Ted. I'm not speaking politics. That's up to you people to figure out.
I'm talking about Grayson.
That the two of them look so similar.
I'm talking about Grayson being evil personified. A little trippy McDougal.
I think that's your anti-Duke bias, Allie, but that's okay. And again, I think we need villains, right? That's kind of what makes the tournament great.
Agreed. But we're all rooting for Sister Jean.
Yes. Well, all we better be. I mean, just listen to Charles talk about the pearly gates, my guy.
Right. Matt Money Smith, of course, is part of the Petros and Money Show, airing weekdays 2 to 6 on 570 AM. And you're live from where today, Money?
Dodger Stadium. Freeway Series. Dodgers are back in town. So it's Dodgers Angels at Dodger Stadium. We'll be there today from 2 to 6. I think first pitch just after 7. So if you get there a little early, want to hang out at that, I call it the circle bar because that's how it was always described when I was in college, the bars that had the circle and you could look at people across, but it's more of a rectangle. So the rectangle bar behind
Could you be more confusing right now?
I know. I just say it's a rectangle bar behind the Dodger bullpen. So if you go to the Dodger bullpen, you'll see us broadcasting. Come by, say hi, give us a high five or something.
There you go. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate your time.
Cheerio.
Bye now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53, and Allie is here with what's happening.
I need to find out who Dustin from Stranger Things' agent is. Because TMZ has gotten a hold of his original contract, which was slated to give him a bump between season 2 and 3 of about $1,000 per episode. So that bump should have been from about $16,800 to $17,640 for season 3. But as I had mentioned last week, they had also found different reports saying that they got a bit of a raise. So instead of that bump being about $1,000 per episode, it was a 1,200% raise. And they're now getting between $200,000 and $250,000 an episode. Who is your agent?
Wow.
Holy.
That's amazing, but it's also a great show.
It's a great show.
And it's bringing a lot of people to Netflix. I think they're earning it.
Absolutely. 100%.
Good
yeah.
for them.
And I can imagine they're looking at the money that Netflix is doling out to people. And they're like, hey
how about some
our show's probably a million times bigger than the ones that you're dishing money out for. And mama need to eat. I believe that is
what Dustin said.
That's what Dustin said. Mm. Absolutely. By the way, he has a real name, Gaten Matarazzo.
Sure.
But he's doing all right. Those kids over there on Stranger Things. I do worry about them, though. You know how
I know
worry.
You do.
Also worrying that I have not been keeping up, giving you guys, and by you guys, Kevin, information about the royal wedding. I know you demand it at least once a morning.
I don't really need any info on that.
We've got a phone call. Is it the queen?
Phone call. Sorry.
No? All right.
Phone just rang.
Well, fans of the upcoming wedding between actress Meghan Markle and Prince Harry of England will be interested to know that Fox has put together a two-hour special, which will run on May 11th. And Kevin,
so good.
They are bringing out all of the heavy hitters. You want to know who they've got?
Yeah, I'd rather die.
The documentary Meghan Markle, An American Princess, is going to feature behind the scenes and some archival footage from people like Meghan's half-sister, Samantha.
Oh, they got Samantha!
Yeah, who I don't believe she's talked to in a long time. Other heavy hitters? Journalist Piers Morgan.
Nope.
Princess Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell.
No.
And Dickie Arbiter, Queen Elizabeth II's former press secretary.
No!
What?
No!
This is the lamest.
Fuck, you can't be proud of that.
This is the lamest show I've ever heard.
It's the worst. Unbelievable. By the way, Meghan Markle's half-sister, Samantha, wrote a book called The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister. What a bitch. Right? F that chick. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
And what's wrong with Fox wrong that with they're Fox like, listen to this. And listen to who we got.
And by the way, it'll probably get pretty good ratings.
Probably will. I know. Kevin, this has your name written all over it. When I heard that in May, Taco Bell is rolling out a brand of tortilla chips.
All right.
Grocery stores, convenience stores, it's where these chips will be hitting the shelves. What do they taste like? Oh, they're signature sauces. Classic, mild, and fire. Right?
Yummy.
What are you? Are you a classic, mild, or fire sauce guy?
I'm a classic.
You're a classic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Classic.
So white.
Right?
All right, so.
Super white.
Super white. Would you be willing to try a fire?
Of course.
Mild?
Sure.
But stick with classic.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably. I don't know. I have an open mind when it comes to that kind of food.
Yeah, you do. When it comes to tortilla chips that taste like Taco Bell dipping sauces. Seriously, was anything made more for you than that?
No.
That is some...
That does sound good.
Some good stuff. Hey, this Me Too movement, sure, it's doing a lot of good. Unless you're a retailer. Why? Because sales of stiletto heels are down 12% from last year. And people are saying it's because women are redefining what's sexy. And sexy is wearing flats. Or we just want to be freaking comfortable. But also,
they do seem like torture devices, those shoes.
They're not great. Anytime you take off your shoes and it's the happiest you've been all day, it's a bad sign. But the Me Too movement may have also killed the push-up bra. The Hollywood Reporter
says...
Let's
not get crazy.
Right? The Hollywood Reporter says a new retail analytics report shows that sales of the push-up bra declined 45%. In the second half of 2017 compared to the same period the year prior. 45%.
That's insane. Let's get out there and buy those bras, people. Is that what we're saying?
Yummy.
Wow, that was weird. And the way you said it was creepy.
It just did feel weird.
Nothing
creepy.
Felt right about
no,
that.
No, agreed. I'm with you on that.
No, no.
I'm turning on me.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, Me Too movement. We don't need our boobs up to our chin, I guess. And we don't need to be wearing no stinking heels. But Kevin would like us to. So get out there and buy those bras, people. Some birthdays for you. We've got Keira Knightley, Diana Ross, Steven Tyler, Leslie Mann, Martin Short, and UFC fighter Paige VanZant. And that's what's happening.
The top 10 for the opening act for April Foolishness this Saturday coming up next. Plus, you got in a fight, and you haven't been in one in years and years. Dave, the King of Mexico, last week came to blows.
Oh, man.
Somebody threw a punch at him. He hasn't told us how he reacted yet.
Okay.
But I assume if somebody threw a punch at him, he did the right thing and threw a punch back. I don't think that's what we're saying.
Okay.
Have you seen the video, this bizarre video out of India of the elephant smoking?
I have, only because you just tweeted it.
So I clicked on it,
and what the heck is happening?
It shows an elephant puffing a large cloud of smoke, and scientists are trying to figure out how an elephant is smoking.
Yeah.
Field staff for the Wildlife Conservation Society's India program captured the elephant picking up something with its trunk, putting a pile of the stuff in its mouth, and then blowing it back out in a cloud, quote, worthy of the most decadent smoke break.
Yeah, it's not like a little puff of smoke. It is straight up a ton of smoke coming out. Like, he either ate something smoldering or he's taking a smoke break.
He's taking a smoke break.
I don't know.
He's hanging out with Cypress Hill, this elephant.
Is that what's happening?
I think so. Oh. They say that she appears to pick up pieces of something from the forest floor, blowing away. They say it might be ash.
Okay.
They say that the elephant might be picking up...
like charcoal
charcoal or something like that, and then blowing back out what it doesn't use.
I
don't know. It's a little confusing.
Charcoal would be very healthy for an elephant to eat.
But when you watch the video, it's a hell of a lot of smoke.
It is.
I mean, it really is. It's impressive. It's really impressive. I got to be honest.
Oh, dear.
Eleanor is calling with an update, I think. Eleanor, hi. Have you seen this video?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Eleanor?
Yeah, this is Eleanor, the elephant.
Oh. Hey, Eleanor.
Yeah. I'm calling about your facts are a little skewed.
Okay.
Well, you're not picking up charcoal?
No, in fact, I'm making it look like I'm picking up charcoal, but that's just to throw the scientists off, you see, because I've had a really bad smoking habit for many, many years, since about 1976.
Okay.
And they got on me for it, so now I try to sneak away behind a tree and go have a nice puff, but yeah, I make it appear to seem like I am eating charcoal, but I am not, just to fool them.
I imagine it's pretty tough for an elephant to sneak away for that smoke break, right?
It is, because I'm not small.
Right.
And how do you hold that tiny little cigarette?
Oh, very, very, very carefully. I don't know what my elephant foot is called, but with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one of the hardest habits. I've tried to kick it for many, many years.
Sure.
But it's hard being the matriarch of the herd.
I see. Okay.
You know, you have a lot of elephants to deal with, and we're all humongous pachyderms.
Right.
Right.
And it's just a lot of stress. So I like to just relax sometimes. You know, give me a break.
I see. All
hey,
right.
Eleanor, your voice is very, it's raspy and it's
rough.
Real rough. Does that concern you at all?
No, because you gotta understand, I have been smoking for about 40 years now.
Right.
And that's just some of the things that come along with smoking.
I see.
Okay.
But there's nothing that I can escape that includes the smooth, pleasing flavor of a Kent cigarette.
Oh, you go with Kent, do you?
I do. And you know, when I don't have other cigarettes, or anything for that matter, I like to open up a nice freshie.
What? You drink too?
I do. I partake. I dabble in some alcoholic beverage use.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And when that doesn't work, I like to, you know, relax like Cypress Hill, like you said earlier.
You have a bong?
Eleanor.
Where do you get an elephant bong?
At the elephant bong store. I also, that leads on to really, really big munchies.
Oh, yeah, sure. You've got to be famished.
Wow.
Right. Okay.
I have a lot of vices, you guys.
Yes, you do.
But, you know, when I feel sluggish after the bong and the food, there's only one way to perk up.
What's that? Oh no. How are you cutting lines? Well, that's a huge sniff right there.
Yeah.
Holy. Oof. Wow.
Eleanor?
That might be too much. Eleanor?
You see, because I have a long trunk.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness is this Saturday, and we've been having a contest for the opening act, and we do have a final 10.
Woo!
Top 10 that is up right now at krock.com, and you can go listen to them, watch them, and vote to see who is the opening act for April Foolishness. The top 10 are Ariel Kashanchi. Positive I said that right. Mm-hmm. Brenton Biddlecomb, Brian Monarch, Brian Whitaker, Daniel Weingarten, David Murphy, Jen Murphy, Judd Travis, Julio Gonzalez, and Peggy Sinat. And so those are the top 10. You get to go to krock.com and you can cast your vote. And then somebody will be the opening act for April Foolishness on Saturday, which is a very cool thing to open up for Gabriel Iglesias and all the different people that are going to be there.
And a pretty pretty good venue.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Oh, Microsoft Theater.
Opened up. Microsoft, no big deal.
Yeah, Fluffy, you know, Doug Benson, sure.
Yeah.
Sarah Tiana, a lot of people were there, but that's I was cool. The opener, so whatever. Dave, you told us last week somebody threw a punch at you.
Yeah, it was quite the day.
Now, you're not a fighter.
No, I'm not even an instigator or a troublemaker or a loudmouth, you know, other than on the air. But
sure.
But, you know, I'm a pretty calm and reserved guy, and recently, I've been starting going back to the gym for this March Fatness thing, which had a horrible weekend this weekend. So,
excellent.
Right before the week leading up. So,
excellent.
Yay, good job.
Muggs posted a video of himself walking.
Yeah.
Taking a long walk and was calling you out.
I know.
You were doing what this weekend?
I was drinking a lot of vodka.
All right.
And eating food.
Good work.
But anyways, go back so I'm going to the gym. And what I like to do at the gym is play basketball and then go in the sauna and stuff. So there's this thing where you call to have the next game in the open gym.
Sure.
And me and this big guy decided that we both called game next.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been waiting for a long time, and
sometimes
he hasn't.
Literally, if there's a lot of people there, sometimes you can wait an hour just to play a game.
So we're all a little frustrated right now, and then we start arguing.
You and him.
Yeah, over who has next game.
Right.
So I'm like, dude, look, I'm not trying to fight. I'm just trying to play basketball. And he starts getting angry and angry. He's like, get off the court. And he starts being a little more aggressive. And this is not a small guy. This is a big, maybe like 6'4", a little bigger than Kevin, a little thicker and meatier.
Like that's possible.
Meatier above the waist, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So we start going back and forth, and he's like, I'm not leaving. I was like, well, I'm not leaving. You know, I have my guys.
Stand up to him.
Yeah. So he pushes me from behind. I'm like, guy, come on, man. Like, dude, we're adults here.
Now, wait. So he shoves you from behind.
Yeah.
Was there a split second where you went, no, you didn't, and you were going to turn and attack?
No. No, because we're in a gym. There's 10,000 people here. I'm not going to get into a fight over
a busy gym.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people waiting.
I told you I waited a long time for this game.
Right. It's like two weeks, he's at next.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, come on, man. So I start chirping more, like, I'm not leaving. This is my game. And that's when I just see him cock back and take a
huge
swing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I saw this big fist coming, and it was like, for me, it was like the Matrix going, oh, no. So I do my, you know, thanks to my training at the Thai boxing gym.
Take it easy.
I dipped and ducked my head under, and I went, whoa, 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 whoa. And at that point, of course.
And then you swept the leg?
No, I threw a roundhouse back and kick. Boom. No, I'm just kidding. No, I backed off, and everybody, of course, jumps in and says, what's going on? What's wrong?
Why are you guys fighting?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? What's going on? And I just looked at him like, dude, what are you doing? You're a grown man. Why are you throwing a punch at me over a freaking basketball game? Can't we just shoot for it?
I don't know.
I'm like, Jesus, like, dude, come on.
Usually it's the louder and the bigger the person is.
He was definitely the loudest and the biggest.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
maybe you should have given in sooner?
No, I wasn't going to give in, but, you know, in the end result, I did shoot and I did miss it and I had to wait a freaking game.
It was a shoot. You had
I ended up shooting. That's how we ended the game. But I was like, dude, like, what's your problem? Like, what is wrong with
you?
How
many fights have you been in your life?
In my life, I've been in about 3 good fights. When I was a teenager, you know, when you're a teenager in your 20s, you're dumb and you just, like, you take it there.
I was thinking back about this, and I don't think I've ever been in a real knockdown, dragout fight.
Have you been punched?
Serious.
Like bare-fisted?
I don't think so.
Hold on. Let me go.
I don't think so. I'm usually relatively good at kind of deflecting it and making it funny and just trying to get out of the way. And I'm not really into fighting. So I don't think I'm standing on the court. Once that guy is clearly not moving away, I don't think I'm standing there mouthing off to him.
But see, I was thinking, okay, there's no way it's going to escalate to that because I'm already telling him, like, I don't want to fight. I'm not looking for a fight. I just want to play basketball.
Right.
But
he clearly
he thought otherwise. And you know, and of course, his team won, and I ended up playing his team. And then his team kicked your ass? No, we beat him. But that doesn't matter because we got a little physical in the game, too. And I'm like, please don't throw another punch or elbow on me. I don't need this. And it was just a long day. And I'm just glad I didn't get connected. Because if you would have hit me, that would have been bad news.
I mean, you sort of have to.
Have
if
to
he
what?
Hits you.
Oh, you got to fight back. Yeah,
yes.
But I was just glad he didn't hit me.
All right.
Because that would have been bad.
Because you're quick. Cat-like reaction.
Hell yeah. Who knew?
All right. So we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. The last time you got in a fight, a serious fight. And you can't be somebody that gets in a fight all the time. You can't go to the bar, get drunk, and get in fights all the time. We don't care about you. We care about people who don't ever get in fights and somehow find themselves like Dave did in a fight,
yeah.
Like Allie did in a fight.
I mean, I was young. Yeah.
How young?
I was 21. And I was in a bar in Boston.
Wait,
and,
puka shells or no? Puka
no puka shells worn at this time. But I was having cocktails in the back with what was a big celebrity at the time. We'll call him Maki Mak. We were having shots in the back. One of the bouncers was like, hey, ladies, just go back and have some shots. Great. And then I went to use the restroom. And as I came out of the restroom, washing my hands, and then I start applying a little bit of powder on my face. I was shiny. And this woman, I guess she was a 21-year-old like me, but she's like, oh, all right, you freaking Barbie doll, huh? Got to do your freaking makeup here because you're having shots with Maki Mak. You think you're better than us? And I was like, nope, just a little shiny.
Just kind of moist.
Just doing, oh, for the love. So just putting on a little powder. And she's like, oh, all right, Bobby. That's right, Bobby. Do your makeup. You going to do lipstick, Bobby?
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
What is happening? And why is your voice so horrible?
That accent is a deal breaker.
Thank you. Then I looked at her and listen, was this wrong of me? Absolutely. Was I 21 and a little bit of a bitch? Yeah.
Were you buzzed or drunk?
Little buzzed. Uh-huh. But I looked at her and I went, just a tip. Fat girls shouldn't wear pleats.
You said that.
Yeah. And then she took a swing at me and I kind of dipped back because she was way wasted and I was not. And then my boyfriend at the time had always said, if you're going to punch someone, follow through. Don't stop after you punch them because then you're going to hurt your hand.
I like that you had that conversation with your boyfriend at the time. Somehow
yeah.
That came up.
In my head, I'm like, I gotta punch her. So I punched her and I kept going. I connected.
Yeah.
And I believe I heard a...
Wow.
And yeah, a chin might have moved a bit. She falls to the ground. I step over her. I grab my friend. And I was nice. I said to the bouncer, I said, something's wrong with the chick in the bathroom. And I left. And that is the only fight I've ever been in. But honestly,
you knocked a girl out
yeah.
in one
yeah.
fight. You made it
yeah.
count.
I did. But she didn't need to be mean. I was just having shots, having a good time. I wasn't bothering anybody.
Wow, why are you trying to upstage her by looking all pretty?
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave, for noticing 21-year-old me. It was a good time.
All right.
Not pleasant.
Let's take some calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. Let's start with, is it Anhill or Angel in Long Beach?
Hey, what's up, Artie Evil?
Hi there. You got in a fight?
Yeah.
Now, you're not this type of guy, right?
And security was kind of being a dick to my friend. And so I'm like, you're a bitch. And he was like, what you call me? I'm like, you heard me. And I'm thinking, you know, we're going to shout. But he walks up and just punches and lays me out.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't a fight. You just got knocked out.
Well, I think I swung.
You swung on your way down?
Wait, why are you calling security a bitch?
Because he was being a bitch. He was kind of trying to punk my friend.
Hmm. Yeah. UNITY, that's a unity. You know what I'm saying?
My friend just stood there, too. He didn't do nothing.
Oh. I got to be honest, that's on you.
Yeah.
Right? That's on you, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's on you. All right, 1-800-520-1067. You're not the type that normally gets in a fight, but you got in a fight. We'll take your calls. All right, just ahead of Modest Mouse, let's take one phone call. We're talking about you're not normally the type of person that gets in a fight, but you got in a fight, and David is calling us from Palmdale. Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Got in a fight. What happened?
Yeah, so I'm not a fighter. I've been in two fights my whole life. I was 14 for the first one, and my last one was when I was 36 last year. I was at a club, and I accidentally dropped some dude's beer. You know, I wasn't looking where I was going, and the guy turns around really pissed off, like a foot bigger than me. And I'm like, sorry, dude. I mean, I didn't mean to do that. He's like, what the hell's wrong? And he starts wailing on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've never been in a fight. I've never taken fighting lessons, so all I could really do is instinctively put my arms up and start blocking. After about 10 seconds, I'm like, this dude's going to kill me if I don't do something. So I push off with my left arm, and I'm blindingly, with my eyes closed, I just take a swing with my right, and I hit him right in the chin. Dude knocks out cold on the floor. I was shocked. I was amazed. I was like, oh, my God.
You Allie McCadam. Well done, David. 14 and 36.
Oh, my God.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. Talking about getting in a fight. You're not that type of person. Bet you ended up in a fight. And our phone screener, Ruben, is here.
Good morning, party people.
Ruben is not the guy I would ever in a million years picture being.
He's a lover.
Fight. I am. I don't fight. I make it a point to not ruin my beautiful face.
Amen. Amen.
That's all I got going for me.
How?
So last year, our sister station, Amp Radio, mm-hmm. had their annual events, Amplify.
Right.
And so I went and I was hanging out, having a good time. And a young lady walks by me, and she's staring at me. So being the nice guy I am, I wave and I say hello. And she points in the direction she came from, and she said, my husband is here. And I said, I'm sorry. I thought I didn't hear that correctly, so I said, I'm sorry. What did you say? And she said, my husband is here. So I turned to look in the direction that she points, mm-hmm. and then I see two guys coming at me with fists flying already. And so I got jumped.
All you did was say hi.
Yeah.
And they connected? They
dude, I came in with like a black eye. I had bumps all over my head. I couldn't put my hats on correctly because there was the bump so big in the back of my head. It was crazy,
Did she think you were someone else?
I don't know. I don't know. Here's what happened immediately after that. I went into like protect myself mode, so I got into a little ball, and then I fell on the floor thinking, all right, this is the best chance
I
got.
I'm gonna act dead.
Yeah. So once I fell to the floor, I was going to grab someone's leg and like bring them down. Mm-hmm. But they just took off right after that. They ran away.
I gotta be honest, Ruben. You have a punchable face though, dude.
I do.
It's just there.
What can I say?
That's coming from Dave.
But I know.
Let me ask you this question. So you came in and you had a black eye and bruises and all kinds of stuff.
All over my face.
None of us noticed?
None of us noticed.
Are you kidding me? Everyone outside was like,
everyone
what happened?
Except for us.
Oh, maybe you guys don't pay attention to me
maybe
enough.
Maybe we don't. That makes me sad. All right. Well, that wasn't your fault.
No, and I don't get in fights, so I tried to fight back, but it didn't happen.
All right. Let's go to David, who is calling us from Huntington Beach. Hi, David.
Well, hey, K-Rock.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I got a pretty good story.
All right.
I'm with a couple friends, and we're at a club one night. A buddy of mine and I head to the bathroom. This guy comes flying through the door way past everyone in line and runs into the stall. My buddy yells at him, hey, man, wait your turn. The guy flips him off. He gets out of the bathroom. My buddy goes. He gets out of the bathroom. I go use the stall. As I come walking out, I see that guy who came flying through the door jump on my friend, just start wailing on him. I ran over there, reached down, grabbed him, put him in a chokehold, locked myself up against the wall. At this point, there's probably about six bouncers standing around us. They're just watching it. No one's doing anything. And I'm looking at them going, hey, you going to take this guy? And they're like, no, you do whatever you want. Meanwhile, this guy's friends keep running up going, hey, man, he's turning purple. You're going to kill him. And I'm like, just back off.
Did you choke him out?
I pretty much choked him out. I let him go, and he just flopped to the floor. I looked at the bouncers. They went over, grabbed him, picked him up. I'm like, anything for me? And they're like, no, you're cool.
I got to be honest, David. You sound like the kind of guy who gets in a fight all the time.
I'm actually not. I'm 6'8". I'm a gentle giant. I try not to get into
trouble. You're not so gentle, man. You're putting people to sleep.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Jacqueline, who is calling us from Costa Mesa. Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
You got in a fight?
I did when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
I had my first Me Too moment.
Oh,
I had a kid asking me out, and I kept telling him no. And then he turned on me and started calling me the B word over mm-hmm. and over again. And we had our lockers next to each other, and I told him, okay, keep saying it, and something bad's going to happen. And he said, okay, and he kept doing it. So I took my math book out, and it was like the first week of school, so it was nice and sharp. And I threw it at him, and it connected. Busted both his eyes open.
Oh, man.
And he fell to the ground, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I just did that. I still feel guilty to this day.
Hmm.
But
you shouldn't feel too guilty about that.
I do. I feel bad.
Okay, well, I'm saying you shouldn't.
That would be the most action my math book got ever, being tossed at someone.
Thank you, Jacqueline. We appreciate the call. Where else should we go here?
I like Jenna. 97.
All right. Jenna in Long Beach. Hi there.
Hi.
You got in a fight?
Yes.
Oh, what happened?
Through a table. I choke slammed her into a table for trying to grope my husband at a bar.
So another girl, you were at a bar with your husband, and another girl tried to grope him.
Yeah, like this older woman, she must have been probably in her 50s. She was talking to us for a while. I went to the bar to go get another drink, and I must have eyes in the back of my head because I saw her, like, hands start going towards his junk to grope him, and before she could even touch him, I had her on the floor through a table.
Good for you, Jenna.
But was she hot?
I don't think that's the point.
She was kind of cougarish. She was kind of
I mean, maybe that was her sign for a little, you know, three-way action. You weren't thinking about that?
No, nobody touches that. That's where my babies come from. So
no. Wow, we know who's that.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54, and Allie is here with What's Happening.
We talk often about how Twitter is just a wasteland of
it can be
gunk and filth and
ugliness,
gluttony. Yeah, it's not great for a lot of people a lot of the time. But then situations like this arise and people show a little bit of their humanity. A woman named Shannon Bream wound up tweeting, "Need your help, Twitterverse, trying to help a young boy who is dying. He probably has just days, and all he wants is a greeting from one of the Avengers. If you have a celeb connection, please let me know. Otherwise, could you help with a retweet? Thank you in advance." Well, about 23,000 retweets.
Wow.
Later, people were responding. People from all over the globe saying, "Hey, I know this person here. Maybe I could help," that type of thing. And then she got a tweet from a man named Ryan Reynolds.
Ah.
And here's his tweet. "I'm more of a reserve Avenger, but happy to help. DM me." I'm like, oh, come on.
That's awesome.
Ryan Reynolds, could you be greater? And I'm scrolling through everybody responding, and I noticed, hours before Ryan Reynolds even responded was Chris Evans. "Happy to. DM me." All right. You got Captain America. You got Deadpool. And then this just made me laugh because, God bless you nerds. Chloe Bennett from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. She's Daisy, right?
Yes.
She winds up tweeting, "What's his name?" And the woman, Shannon, responds, "His name's Emilio." And then a woman says, "She's a true Avenger." And a guy goes, "Technically, S.H.I.E.L.D. and human, but cool AF. Like, still cool." That's right. Then the woman,
so he's got to correct it.
Yeah. So then the woman's like, "She's an Avenger." And the guy's like, "We talking show canon or comics canon?" Oh, my God. What is wrong with you, dorks? Just let her do her thing and be wonderful. Oh, but it made me laugh so hard. "We talking show canon or comics canon?" good times.
I got to tell you, it seems like social media can be a super negative place. Mm-hmm. But there's also just as many or more people willing to help if
Absolutely.
You throw something positive out there.
Absolutely.
And the first person that threw that out and said, I have a friend who wants to meet mm-hmm. an Avenger, think that way because there are a lot of people out there who do positive things and will help.
Absolutely. Even and this woman works at Fox News Channel, Shannon Bream, the one that tweeted this. And then Jake Tapper from CNN retweets it, trying to get people that he knows. So people can come together for wonderful things. It's possible. And it's possible for Fox News people to do good things and for CNN people to step in and do good
and
things.
And work together?
Yeah. I don't see anyone from MSNBC stepping up. I mean, what's up with you guys? Just kidding. Just want to let everyone know that there was no winner in Friday night's Mega Millions lottery. I don't know why I'm so invested in this, but
I'm not
really
positive either,
am.
But I am too, and I don't know why.
So that means that Tuesday night's drawing is valued at $458 million. That's a cash value. If you decide to cash it in, get out. $274 million.
I was able to ignore the lottery
right
for the last 5 years. And
sure.
Now in the last 6 months, for some reason, I'm buying a ticket every time.
I'm telling you,
I don't
just,
know
it
what
keeps
it
going up and up.
Right, it always has. And your chances are so astronomical against.
Well, according to this, chances of winning the big prize are 1 in 302.6 million.
What if you buy two?
Then you half that, right?
That's what I heard.
Oh,
we had almost an entire show where we were trying to figure that out, and people kept calling and arguing and yelling, and we never found out.
Yeah, people were mad at us. Yeah. We're not good at math.
No, not at all.
Or odds or anything
right.
like that.
You don't have twice the chance if you buy two. That's what we
But
learned.
Three, you have triple the chance,
I don't
correct?
Believe that's true.
All right, cool. But again, Tuesday night's drawing. Go out and get that ticket, people, even though I am going to win it.
So, well, that's what you said before the last one.
Yeah,
so.
Apologies. And I brought this up earlier, and it's devastating. Danny Amendola, you know him, former Patriot, now on the Dolphins. He's been dating the lovely Olivia Culpo, a beautiful woman. Some might call her Miss Universe, because she was.
Because she was Miss Universe, yeah.
They've had a relationship for years. She's from Rhode Island. They had this wonderful Patriots connection. All I know is I got three texts over the weekend. Dude, Danny Amendola has unfollowed Olivia Culpo on Instagram.
Okay.
And he's deleted all her pictures. And I'm like, wow, you are paying close attention.
That was going to be my question. Who pays that close of attention?
Well, people were finding out because networks like New England Sports Network were tweeting about it. So someone is paying close enough attention that it was making sports news. No idea what's going on. But then Danny Amendola showed up in Austin with his friend Edelman from the Patriots. So now they're having like a bro hangout.
Okay.
Is he trying to drink away his pain? We don't know. All I know is Danny Amendola might be single, ladies. His eyes are a little close together, but you can look past that because the dude is still... He can't, but he's super hot is all I'm saying.
But he's a Dolphin now, so isn't he less hot?
January's free. That's all I am saying. So look into it, ladies. All of these stars born today, March the 26th. We've got Keira Knightley, Diana Ross, Steven Tyler, Leslie Mann, Martin Short, and UFC fighter Paige VanZant. And that's what's happening.
We do have the top 10 opening act contestants up at KROQ.com. You can watch the videos and you can vote for who is going to open the show on Saturday for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Nice.
This person actually gets to open for Gabriel Iglesias, Adam Devine, Brad Williams, Brian Callen, Doug Benson, Jeff Garland, Sarah Tiana, and of course Mike Realm on music and video. He is fantastic. Earlier this morning we had a contest to give away tickets. And we did it with kid jokes. And there's adults telling jokes is annoying.
Yeah.
Kids telling jokes is the cutest thing ever.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we had that contest earlier this morning at about 6:30. People called in with their kids, and they had their kids tell jokes, and this is the first one.
Hi, Iona. How are you?
Good, and you?
Great. How old is your child that'll be telling a joke?
He's 8 years old.
Is he a jokester? Does he like to tell jokes?
He loves to tell jokes.
Hi.
Hey, Brandon. How are you?
Good.
Good. You have a joke for us?
Yep. Why can't your nose be 12 inches long?
Why can't your nose be 12 inches long? I don't know. Why?
Because it'd be a foot.
Kid jokes! Kid jokes!
Brandon! I loved him!
Why do you sound like a hyena?
Because I love Brandon. I love them all, but wow, you started off with him. He was amazing.
Yeah, he was amazing. The next caller up was Robert and his son, in quotes, Braxton. How old is your son?
He is 4 years old.
Hi.
Hey, Braxton.
Tell him the joke, Braxton.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Please don't cry.
Braxton, are you a child or are you really
honestly,
Robert?
Honestly, I feel like that's Robert doing a voice, yeah. Right?
Robert.
Robert?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was me.
We're going to hang up on you.
Kid jokes, kid jokes.
I mean, I respect the effort.
Right? It was worth a try.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. He was the worst.
He was the worst. It was clearly not a kid. Then we heard a joke from 7-year-old Caden.
His name's Caden. He's right here.
Hi.
Hi, Caden. How old are you?
I'm 7.
7. Okay, let's hear your joke.
Why did the baseball player spend the night at the home, on the field?
Why did the baseball player spend the night on the field? Why, Caden?
Because he felt right at home.
Aw, that's good.
Why didn't we play the jingle for that kid?
Oh, listen, you get kind of riled up.
You do.
It happens.
We took a joke about toilet paper.
Daughter.
How old?
9.
9 years old.
Excellent. Right. What's her name?
Gabriella.
Okay, let's talk to Gabriella.
Hi.
Hi, Gabriella. You got a joke for us?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? Why?
Because it got stuck in the crack.
A butt crack.
Kid jokes. Kid jokes.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because I'm sure a lot of people didn't understand it. And then we had the actual winner, Nathaniel.
I don't think people are prepared. None of us were.
Well, here's the thing. When kids tell jokes, it's cute because they're kids.
Right.
Regardless of whether the joke's good or bad.
Right.
You don't expect full-on great delivery of a joke.
Until this kid.
I have Nathaniel here with me.
How old is Nathaniel?
Nathaniel's 9 years old.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
How are you, Nathaniel?
Good.
All right, let's hear your joke, bud.
What does a nosy pepper do?
What does a nosy pepper do? I don't know what.
Gets jalapeno business.
That was fantastic, Nathaniel. Thank you. And then we gave tickets to Mom.
So much.
Oh, so good. Such a great delivery. We've got more tickets in the goodie bag section, which is right up front tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37. Time for one last look at what's happening with Adeline.
Well, preliminary ratings are in for last night's 60 Minutes with Stormy Daniels talking about her affair with the president. Donald Trump.
Sit down.
As of right now, it is the highest rated episode in 10 years.
Wow.
Those are the preliminary ratings. We're looking at around 20 million viewers tuned in last night to see that. Yeah. It got a 16.3 rating. And just so you know, for comparison's sake, they usually average about a 6 or 7 rating. So 16.3, that's
yeah, they average 9 or 10 million. They got 20 million.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's so far. That's
so far.
Yeah,
right.
That's without the DVR numbers and whatnot. So
it's
we
crazy.
Say
what,
who cares? But people do.
It's crazy what used to derail candidates and or presidents.
Sure,
could be a yell. Mm-hmm. Could be one rumor about an extramarital affair.
Right.
And now it's just insanity.
Yeah.
So much more going on. Talking about the sitting president. She was saying that somebody threatened her life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just craziness.
Yeah. Remember the...
Yes.
Howard Dean?
Yes.
I mean, come
that
on.
That was it for him.
He was done. I mean, but really, thank God. Can you have imagined having that in office?
Right? Because he'd keep doing that?
Yeah.
Here's the only clip that you need from last night's 60 Minutes.
He was sitting, you know, on the edge of the bed when I walked out. Perched.
Why are you so obsessed with her saying perched?
I don't know, just the way she says it.
I hate it.
And picturing Donald Trump perched.
Perched.
Why? Why must you do it? Oh, goodness. Well, it finally happened. The debut of Pacific Rim Uprising finally dethroned Black Panther from the top spot at the movie box office this weekend. However,
I went to see that.
Did you really?
I did go see Pacific Rim because I liked the first one.
Sure.
And the second one was good.
Uh-huh.
Because it had, what's his name from Star Wars?
Yeah.
That guy. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
John Boyega. Boyega. Is that his name?
Sure
is. He was
the
star of it.
He was.
And he was really good in it, but it was no Black Panther.
Right.
It was special effects porn is what it was.
Okay. A lot of louds?
Yep.
Okay. Black Panther did pass Marvel's The Avengers to take over the fifth spot on the all-time highest grossing movies in North America with $630.9 million. Not bad. So, again, number one at the box office, Pacific Rim Uprising, that debuted with $28 million. Black Panther bringing in a paltry $16.7 million in its, second year on on the list. I Can Only Imagine, followed by Sherlock Gnomes, followed by Tomb Raider, A Wrinkle in Time, Love, Simon, Paul, Apostle of Christ, and then Game Night and a tie for 10th, Midnight Sun, and Unsane.
I do try to go. I try to pick one movie a weekend and go mm-hmm. see it. And it was bizarre looking at the listings.
Yeah.
Not knowing most of those movies existed.
And I know that you're saving Sherlock Gnomes.
I'm not necessarily interested in seeing that one.
What about Tomb Raider?
That's the one I'm saving to go
That's
see
what
with
I
my
thought.
Daughter.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Because the original Tomb Raider was good.
It was good, yes.
There was an original.
There was. It was Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So shouldn't this be Tomb Raider 2?
Why is I it don't just know the
Tomb
name
Raider.
I don't know the name. I don't know if it's a reboot or what. I think it's a reboot. Yeah.
Okay. I do know that a lot of talk about her chest has been online. Like, she should have bigger boobs. That, yeah. Oh, that, yeah. I can't. I mean, she's raiding tombs.
Right?
She doesn't want to be jiggling all over the place, right?
Right.
She raiding tombs?
I don't really know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Paris Hilton, you guys, has some dance moves, and she needs to rein them in because her $2 million engagement ring flew off her hands while she was pumping at a Miami nightclub. Word is her fiancé remained astonishingly calm. Security began searching around the place, and the ring was found in an ice bucket.
Wow, that's shocking that they found it
yes.
in an ice bucket.
Yes. That somebody didn't see it on the floor and they're like, and we'll see you later.
Right.
I now have a $2 million engagement ring. So, yeah, very
Why
concerning.
Why does it say the fiance was, what? How did they word it?
Astonishingly calm.
Why would they say that?
Well, we discussed earlier, I went right to, well, yeah, he's calm. It's a cubic zirconia. And then you mentioned, well, it's probably A, insured, B, he's got a ton of money.
I don't know who he is, but if you can buy a $2 million ring, I assume that's not that much to you.
Yeah, because isn't it supposed to be, what, 3 months worth of your paycheck?
That's what they say.
What's he making?
Right?
That's math I can't even do. I cannot. You guys, Easter coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
A lot of people going to be eating a lot of chocolate. A lot of people like Muggs and Dave, who are going to be weighed in on Saturday at April Foolishness for March Fatness.
Jesus.
So Jesus will not be having chocolate.
Okay.
However, I have got some of the healthiest Easter candies for you.
Healthiest?
Yeah.
Easter candies. And how does healthy and candy go together?
Well,
ever?
It has to do with the calories and the sugar and that type of thing. Here's what you want to look for. You want to look for the first ingredient on the list not being sugar. That's going to mean it's a little bit healthier. Like if the first list on the ingredient list is peanuts, then that's a good sign.
Then don't eat it.
That is why Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs comes in at number one.
Oh, that sounds good, though.
90 calories and 8 grams of sugar per serving. So load up on those is, right? I think, what this study is saying.
Eat a couple dozen.
Absolutely. Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs comes in at number one. Number two, Tootsie Easter Egg-shaped Pops. No. followed by Russell Stover Coconut Cream Egg. No one wants coconut with their chocolate. Stop it, people. Followed by the Cadbury Cream Egg, which, remember, you and Bean had no idea what a Cadbury Cream Egg was. Mm. Thanks, Easter Bunny. Pock, pock. Really?
No.
That's so upsetting.
I don't know what to tell you.
Followed by Hershey's Milk Chocolate Easter Kisses. By the way, those are 160... A serving of 7 candies equals 160 calories. That was not written well here.
No.
And when you're not feeling great, all those words are coming together. I don't even know what's happening. Let's call it a day, shall we? All of these stars born today, March 26th. We have got actor Martin Short, UFC fighter Paige VanZant, actress Leslie Mann, and Keira Knightley, and singer Diana Ross, and singer Steven Tyler. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie, the SoCal Helpful Honda dealer. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We're going to do a special edition of What's Up with Florida just for one particular story.
Oh.
That is so spectacular.
So much Florida.
It killed me to not do it today.
Okay.
But we're going to do it tomorrow. We've also got Brad Williams, one of the comedians on April Foolishness. And we've got your tickets in the goodie bag section, which is right up front for April Foolishness as well tomorrow morning.